Well, he tried not to support his brother. He didn't try to support us. He said he wouldn't make an attack on us. And he admits now Taiwan, he said they were all wrong. That he says we're in good shape on. His concern now is ridiculous. His concern is the impression that you're fearing and you're pulling out of Asia. I said, Jim.
He didn't read anything.
Well, I said, Jim, let me tell you something indiscreet. The president spent an hour and a half of his first session with Joe explaining to him why we were going to stay in Asia and why we were not going to pull out of Asia. I know no other American politician who would have, political leader who would have done that. He isn't very bright, but he and his brother Bill have been working on that.
Well, Henry, for God's sakes, we can't go.
On Taiwan, he said he's fully reassured. That's
the little bastard. He used to be very well. We handled him as well as we could, and he's got a health problem. But they've got a base up to their back, but they're going to be okay. Say, what are we going to do? I think we'll go down well with the Chinese communist attack. But I said, what American person do you think is going to do something?
I thought that was a very useful meeting.
He is a veteran. Well, we'll see what he says. I don't think we gave him anything that he can put his finger on now.
Oh, and as for the blast we got yesterday from Peking, actually it was double-edged because it really showed us how interested we really did things to them last week.
Yes,
yes, that A, they did it privately, not in writing even. B, that they coupled it by agreeing within 48 hours to receiving the two house people. That they agreed to the establishment of the channel. Do it three times. Dr. Lee's or Del Pidgeot.
No, I understand.
If it happens once a month, we can do it.
Yeah, what I'm going to say is, one thing is when you see a building, not that you can see it when it's not there. Now, the other thing is, I feel that we've got to do something, or at least consider the possibility that the, and I don't know how to get this word in the training, we did cover it, remember, I did tell him that, now look here, as far as bombing and so forth is concerned, that we have to take the necessary steps to protect our forces, you know what I mean, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We cannot be in a position by reason of their postponing this meeting of having them start the push.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely not.
I feel it's very important that we do that, and also I think it's important to do it in terms of the massive effect. It is so the assholes don't put it out in a massive propaganda blast.
But I think, Mr. President, we're in good shape. If they start a push, we'll clobber it, and we'll say they again postponed a meeting. They proposed it, we accepted it.
I wonder if the Chinese maybe somewhat meant that we did not tell them about the meeting.
I think, Mr. President,
I'm not so sure as you are of the connection. I'm not so sure.
No, I'm not so sure about the connection.
You know the way that they took us on, but I'm not so sure of the connection.
But
I think that the North Vietnamese may have decided to go strong because they didn't want us to go after the Chinese. They may have decided on their
own. No, but they knew ahead of time that it was going to be after the Chinese. I believe, Mr. President.
No, but I meant the reaction of the Chinese thing set in and all that.
No, but they asked for it the week before we went to China, and they accepted it 2 days after we returned from China.
I'm talking about something else. They generally do not like to hit us at a time.
Well, you must postpone the offensive.
Postpone the meeting and the offensive. They do not like to hit us or negotiate or anything at a time when we are riding high. They feel now that we're doing reasonably well in public opinion. They'd rather give us a couple of belts and then come. You see my point? It isn't a good time for them to be meeting us.
Well, Mr. President, I agree. I was astonished when they asked for the meeting. On the other hand, they don't make that decision lightly. Secondly, they affirmed it last Wednesday and reaffirmed it on Saturday. But what I think is very likely to have happened is that they asked for a plane. The way Leader Tho usually comes is via Peking and Moscow.
Yeah.
Of course, it's possible that Moscow told them not to do it. I'm inclined to think that in this case, it would have been mortifying for Peking that within 3 weeks of our leaving Peking, they show up in Paris, apart from whatever we said. And that what we said added a little bit to it. They didn't complain about what you said at all. They put it all on Roger. They didn't even
make up the name to play and all the other things.
You got
there, always too blurred.
Yours wasn't the headline.
Well, he jumped to the conclusion that it would be directly related to the whole thing. But now it's done. Now the thing is that I noticed State again put out a statement to the effect that I would announce the Bangladesh recognition of thing that was in there again.
I know.
Now they didn't. They said it would be announced as soon as anything, but I don't know. I think I'll just. Rogers will probably reaffirm it today, but I'm going to take the line. As I said, I think it's me. The matter is under consideration. I will announce the decision when I'm ready.
I think we should do it by the end of the month, Mr. President, because
why let the heat build up?
The heat will build up. The Congress may pass a resolution.
Yeah, I saw that. I'd like to keep the State Department a little better disciplined.
Well, then
I guess we can do it on this issue.
Mujib has now signed a very forthcoming communique in Moscow, and we don't want to create the impression that we...
Well, then you prepare the answer along the lines of what you have to do. I don't give an answer. It's easy to say, yeah, we're planning to do it, but I don't think we should say it right now.
No, I think we should say it the last week in March, and we should let you...
Should we tell them now?
I think we should...
Tell the press that. We shouldn't say the press.
Oh, no.
You have to say the answer to the matter under consideration will happen as soon as I have it later.
Right. And as soon as you, I think we should do it around the 27th, and you should tell the Chinese. Indians that aren't there.
Yeah. Have the Indians withdrawn?
They will withdraw around the 20th, by the 20th.
Oh, no, God. They're going to do it later, that's what he said.
He said they're going to be the last.
Well, one thing we have to realize, Henry, is that you can't please God or your enemies, the Chinese, and do something like we're what we but we have to. We've got such a damn delicate game to play here. People have got to be prepared for the fact that the Chinese are going to very strongly disagree with us on a number of issues.
Well, it's interesting that they're reluctant to do it publicly.
Well, at this point, yeah, they will eventually come to it. We end up on a different side of issues. But would you agree that, but I think we're doing extremely well, but haven't running as well as we do.
The president is miraculous that we've kept this delicate balance going as well as we have. On this Vietnamese postponement, it is, of course, a disappointment, but it was...
Yes, I'm going to come vis-a-vis Roger's trip. He'll be back or he'll be in Africa. Well, 2 years is only a weekend.
What? His...
When is Roger going to South America? Will he be there when you go to Paris, or will he be back? He'll be back. He's going to South America in 2 weeks.
22nd, insofar as I know, but I haven't seen any peep out of him. The Israeli ambassador with whom I talked yesterday about, I want to get some ideas from him about the Russian negotiation. Says he's heard he's going, and his information is usually good.
But he's not going to South America. I noticed the Peace Center in Newsweek, where they said that Rogers was downgraded, and that the State Department was lower morale, and says the McCarthy days. God damn those people. I think they ought to fire them all.
Mr. President, I don't know whether Bob has talked to you about this yesterday.
No.
Did he mention it to you?
What? State Department morale?
No, not that, but that both Joe and Stuart are suffering to say that the state has been going around town pissing on the trip, saying it wasn't worthwhile. Stuart got all his information from the state, some of it a total lie, that they had warned you against a high-level approach in 70, which is total nonsense. They weren't even dreaming of a high-level approach. And that Chinese officials, they told time, Chinese officials were perplexed by the treatment of Rogers and were asking Americans why you were treating Rogers, whether you had had a personal quarrel with Rogers. Now, you know this isn't true. You know the Chinese officials were complaining about that they were giving Rogers too much of a role, and they would never have said this. I mean, that is a blatant lie.
Jesus Christ. Our real problem is begging them to see him.
I beg them
to help. Who the hell got Joe to go see him that last day? Who arranged it on the airplane? Hell, I did. He didn't want it.
You arranged it on the airplane. I arranged it in Shanghai. I tried to get Marshall Green into the communique drafting sessions twice. So it's inconceivable that the Chinese did this. As it is,
when you talk about state, do you think it isn't even the Rogers is pissing off people? Or do you think it's that high?
Well, I think it's high enough.
Maybe Patterson.
I think it's high enough, but Joe and Stuart Alsop would not say this, and I didn't ask them.
What do they think we should do about it? They don't believe it, do they?
Oh, no.
God.
No, Joe is totally on our side. Well, they think, Stuart thinks Rogers ought to be replaced. I told him.
Now?
To think about it, that it cannot be done now.
Where have you thought about that?
I know you have thought. I used to be for it. I now recognize that.
Too late.
Well, it's also too late, and any new man you'd put in couldn't clean house now, before the election.
Well, the only man that he could possibly put in at this point is Rush. And he couldn't do a damn thing except he'd be loyal.
Yeah, but then you may have hamstrung yourself. I don't think Rush can go 4 years.
I understand.
but he would be lonely.
But on the other hand, looking at this whole thing, I was just reading the news summary, and I think Newsweek and Time came out reasonably well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you have to remember now,
I think both of them are.
There is a.
Well, who won and who lost all that bullshit? Should they? The one thing they don't get across, neither one, of course, and I understand this, neither one get across the fact of the president's enormous preparation and
no.
discipline and his conduct of the meeting.
No, that's
not a peep in any column that I've seen yet.
That's right.
I don't know why it is, but the apparently just want to write it.
That's right. Well, they are dying.
The other point is that they don't, that they're getting across, they're trying to say, well, who won and who lost, and missing the enormous importance of those sections of the convention that deal with Germany, etc. They missed that totally.
The London Times, strangely enough, has it. They had a long article. And the London Sunday Times had a long
article. Do you attribute this to just stupidity on the part of the writers? Or
well, a couple of different things. They don't think about foreign policy conceptually. Secondly, you are emotionally killing them. You've had a bigger triumph by far than any that Kennedy had, even visibly, even television-wise.
That's right.
And you've behaved magnificently, visibly, as far as the American public is concerned. Now, they add on top of it that you behaved even better privately. The whole
where it mattered, where it mattered. Now, that's the part of the story, though, that you ought to do your best here.
Yeah,
I mean, you got somebody who can give a little scouting.
Yeah.
You know, he's a, he
had something
in mind
later. Oh, no, that he should leave.
Although, I'm not saying that from personal, except from this, I know that substantively the arguments go away and people get all confused. The main asset that we need to have conserved out of this trip is a different presidential image. And if we can do that, we're in quota. But
I think
it must not be just somebody's availability to go around, tip glasses, and be dignified. But it must be that, by God, long sessions that follow knows what the hell he's doing, you know what I mean?
But I think, Mr. President, you have that. I do believe that you have, that the image of you is now totally different from what it was before.
Yeah.
Totally. I talked to Bob yesterday, and that's his impression too. I called a friend on the West Coast yesterday, a television producer.
Yeah.
And he said, by God, I never thought of the president as a great man. And he said, he's a great man.
Was he based on chicken glasses with Joe and
Lonnie? Well, no. They all comment on the dignity, humility, and I said, all you have seen is the Nixon that I've seen for 3 years. I've been trying to tell this to you.
Yeah.
And that is the enormous change in the situation. This nitpicking around, Mr. President, the average American will trust your evaluation of that.
Now, let me say, as far as I'm concerned, I can pick and screw around all they want, but we're doing the right thing, and the Rogers thing is a... You get off in a minute, but you got to mark it. Who's going to be?
No.
Who's going to be?
Not for 20 minutes.
Well, I received the attrition comments in 20 minutes. Now, I feel that one thing I must say we've done is very good for you and I to take that weekend to Florida.
Oh, I see.
I agree. I can feel that. No,
I have felt it over.
I'm completely on my feet. I haven't gained any weight. I'm just totally relaxed. I'm not going to let these factors get under my skin.
No, I feel better than I have. I'm
feeling about the I, G, and T, but I won't be there. Jesus Christ.
Now that's beginning to turn, that's my impression.
Well, we're trying to get the thing. Andy was telling me a little about his conversation with the Alsops.
It came up as a result.
He's going to, I guess. As of last night, he was. He called last night. He wants to see you.
Yeah.
Well, he said
first of all before, and I said, let me see what we can work out with tomorrow. I want you. And then I said, we do have a leaders meeting and all. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, it's probably, I'll need to get ready in the morning anyway. It'd be better if I could see him in the afternoon. He wants to see you before he goes to the hill tomorrow. It's his main thing. And his concern is that, it's just unbelievable. His whole concern is not how do we implement the policy or anything else. It's what am I going to do about the all these articles that are appearing everywhere about the downgrading of the Secretary of State? And how can I explain why I wasn't in the Maumee? I said, well, I thought the president had already covered that at the leaders meeting along the line that you had suggested. And he said, well, I don't know if that's going to wash or not. Maybe I could just say it was a very hastily called meeting or something.
Oh, for Christ's sake, except that we started.
I jumped on him very hard on the stuff that Alsop had still less than his problem. He took out 90% apparently of what he had from State and on the stuff in Time magazine from State. And
about Straits running down to him.
Yeah, and saying that the president would have been in Time had a big name, but the president would have been better off not to go if the State Department had solved all. No, that was Alsop, I guess.
Alsop had a statement that the state had warned you against going.
Right. And had listed all the perils last year for you.
And then in effect, reinstating now would be screwed up by going to the allies. I mean, to have these guys in the position of saving our allies is really sickening. And Time has, what does Time have? Oh, the Time has that statement that the Chinese were perplexed at the downgrading of Rogers.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
They had called it.
We worked our tails off to get them to everything we could.
The Chinese
wouldn't let him in.
They did more for him by far than they wanted to.
But I hit him on that and said, well, how come you see all those articles and don't see the ones that take me on? And I said, well, you see them on, read the magazines, and that's what's in them.
There is one newsweek, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to see Conway today.
Yeah.
Well, give him a good upbeat report when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Mr. President, when you read the local press, and in fact, when you read the news summary, which tends to emphasize the negative, I have the impression that the public feeling is totally for you. There isn't anybody I talk to, including most of whom are normally...
The news magazines have to admit some of that, but they're the news magazines,
don't you think about it?
There's people in the press, and he knows it as well as anybody, that there's people in the press are against us, and they've got now to cut it out. That's all. They're in hell of a spot.
If we had depended on the writing press, I've never been more wrong in any judgment.
We had a television, we'd be better than television.
Without television, they would have made it look like a setback.
But you...
That's right. They would have had
it. But aren't they having all the time to make it look like a setback? I don't see this enormous problem about the state and the rest. I think that it's all hell. That's our driving. But what? He's brought the mouth thing up to me 3 times. What the hell else can I say? The goddamn meeting was a. They said, well, it was hastily arranged. Who else can raise the question?
But, you know, he says that's what they'll focus in on is why were you downgraded? Why wasn't the State Department?
Because
why don't you hit back on that? Why don't you make the point that you never are in those meetings because you're in counterpart meetings, that you and the president have a productive approach to these things the way it's never done than having a big mob of people all sitting in a room getting nothing done.
He wanted to, he could
have. So we had two plenary sessions. I said, the way for you to answer all this is to deal from strength. Not
also, that's the way it is. No, we've done other meetings, and that's the way it's going to be in the future.
You had two plenary sessions. He had an hour and a half along with Joe. He had Joe calling on him in his room. And these guys...
But he runs around bleeding about that. Well, he shouldn't explain that. He should say, I had plenty of meetings with him, but that isn't the way we work. I don't want meetings with...
Well, the way he suggested it is, if that will not prove that I was there, that's the way he
said it. It's not because you were not capable. She just say, well, you know, of course I'm out of them, but that isn't the point. The point is I've spent my time working with the foreign minister and getting other things worked out.
What I don't understand is that he doesn't see that his little bastards are using his humiliation to build themselves up.
He isn't humiliated.
I mean, he isn't humiliated.
No, they're trying to humiliate.
They're trying to humiliate.
And they're trying to knock down the White House and so forth.
That's
they
right.
have any idea what we have in mind of the Russian thing. You know, kill them, what is it?
I mean, it's...
that's your next problem, because Bill obviously is looking, he's looking to how that's going to be handled.
And there's just a bloody... I mean, for the State Department, there isn't one quote in any newspaper or magazine quoting a State Department man saying, this is the most tremendous thing we've been hoping for it for 20 years. Everything is your breathing, your speech and my breathing.
You ever say anything good as Bill? Oh, Bill, well, he was very modest before the leaders on it, I must say. Then he was a little better at the cabinet. Bill isn't saying anything bad, but he isn't,
no,
notable by his running around town talking about
well, Time and Newsweek are not quoting, or no newspapers quoting any official other than the president and me, as far as I can.
We're supposed to be talking about the trip because we did. Although, let's keep it in perspective now, Bob, let's keep it in perspective. Do you think that this is a hell of a big issue in the country?
No. You mean the Rogers?
Yeah, Rogers. Oh, of course not. Yeah. I don't think
the State Department is
talking about whether the Secretary of State even went on the trip or not, let alone whether he sat in what meetings.
In previous administrations, they often didn't go on trips. Rusk didn't go on the president's European trip, on either of them, on President Kennedy's European trip. He didn't go to Nassau. I'm just thinking of two, of three things which I know he
didn't go on Eisenhower's time. And Rogers hasn't gone with you on everything either. He dropped off on the Asian trip and didn't go on.
He didn't go to Vietnam, remember?
Right.
You remember he wasn't anxious to go, and then we went to Romania and didn't want to go there. He wished that, well, they had been actors. Well, you know what I mean? This is a, he scooted on the all. He wants to be, I mean, God damn it, it's the attitude that burns my eyes. Why doesn't he try to say this is a good thing? Well, when he comes in, I think you should come in with him.
Okay.
And don't you think so? But yeah. Bob, unless here's on, that's all.
God damn it, you can't say that we're downgrading. Henry isn't downgrading. I haven't downgraded him. Is that what his complaint is?
On the contrary, you read my time.
He says you haven't built him up. And I said, well, good Lord, Bill, after we had that flap about the Stuart Symington and the cocktail circuit or something, you know, the president leaned over backwards to build you up, and that backfires because that makes you look weak when he does do that. The way to build you up is for you to deal from strength, not for someone else to come around and bother you up.
Well, what the hell did he think I did in the leadership?
Then she played off of that and said, nobody understands this problem better than the president because he knows how Eisenhower didn't back him up. And he and I talked about that a lot in those days. I have the same problem now.
Yeah, and I said, Bill, he didn't give a damn whether Eisenhower backed me up, I can tell you that.
And, but I said, you know, this isn't the same kind of thing at all. This isn't a matter of the kind of thing like Eisenhower. The president has gone to great lengths to back you up, to include you in all those things and all that. But you've got to play it as though you're in a strong position, which you are, which is that you're conducting your own meetings. You're not just sitting along at the president's elbow at his meetings.
If they went around gloating about the communique and about the trip, they'd be part of the team.
That's right.
But they always want to run a competitive enterprise and get credit for what the state do rather than what the president did. That is a losing proposition. That's what they get into trouble about. All the strong secretaries of state have been loyalists to their president. They have not run competing enterprises.
See, Bill tries to convince himself that that's what he is. He says, oh, I just want to help.
What is he not to the bureaucracy? Did he, what did he say?
I said that. I said, what about the story?
You know,
I said, well, I can't control the bureaucracy. You know, there's a lot to do.
Well, if they walks around town, if these guys have stayed...
He said he had a session with them, told them all about what a great day it was.
But if they went around...
standing ovation at the end.
But if they went around town to their office,
how strong he was in dealing with departments, or he told the leaders that, hell, I didn't have to build them up. He built himself up at the leaders' meeting. And in the wrong, he shouldn't, though. That's what I'm going to list of himself. On the leaders' meeting, tell him about what was Thurman's reaction. I mean, because we heard him, that's not correct. Apparently, the goddamn thing is surprising because he had been there. And he said it was just Rogers completely, everybody that was there was really shocked, was shocked. And I said, why did they say they were shocked? And because of his, what was it, his weakness, really, and the lack of being a part of the thing.
Well, Mosbacher told me that at his meeting with his own people, which Mosbacher attended, he pulled the same speech. And Mosbacher didn't know anything of what had gone on.
What did he say about that?
Well, he said it was an astonishing performance. He made it sound as if he had done everything. But that ain't that foreign minister now. He said, what did the president of Stowe talk about? You know, he really...
Foreign minister thing was a pure thing. It won't be that way with Domingo. We've got to control with some. I mean, he'll have something to talk about. But the difficulty is, Bobby doesn't. You can't trust Bill to make the deals. That's all there is to it. We're doing the match. There must be a way. We've got to find a way to let him screw around with the language in here. That's probably the best way.
That doesn't bother him because there's no mileage in that. I think if we had had him at the first mile meeting, at that mile meeting, that was... But Mao wasn't about to have him there that time.
He didn't do anything, he wasn't there. And the one thing he must have went through the whole thing, and then he must have started up, well, they could have stopped and said, just a minute, we have to get the Secretary of State. I said, no, they couldn't. Joe came into the house, and they were gone in a matter of minutes.
No.
We shouldn't have
dealt with him. Yeah, we should have had him with freshness the first day, just to shut that up.
That would be easy.
And that would be easy, but
no, I don't need the Secretaries of State the first day here, except in a receiving line.
But the problem
is the goddamn thing, you know that when I meet with the announcer. I never said anything with anything except in a plenary session at the end.
But the trouble is, he didn't even do that. His own people saw an opportunity there while we were all gone defeated.
And then he claims it all, it wasn't his own people because he said it was Cronkite, Max Frankel, and those people that were, filing, and they were out there.
And his people, I'm not saying he wouldn't do that, I mean, I remember that, but his people clearly, Joe Alcott was in yesterday and he said this most astonishing thing happened, that a senior state development called on it and told him the whole trip wasn't any good and the president didn't have to go. Now they're building me up, didn't they have it all done already?
That's their line. It was all worked out ahead of time. There was no point.
There was no point in your going. Now that, actually, I told Joe...
The hell did think you were doing?
Well, I said, Joe, first of all, the president did something that no one but the president could have done by convincing the Chinese that we knew what we were doing in setting the parallel course. And secondly, just for the record, on the communique, every concession was made by the Chinese while the president was there. And therefore, it is also factually, even on the communique, which is not the most important thing. Wrong. Well, he sees it. Stewart needed a little explaining.
Well, hell, Rogers is so damn stupid to let him play that line when the line you put out clearly establishes him in a major role in putting the thing together by it being done when you were over there.
And also, if you see my...
You say it goes back and forth between the two meetings and there with the break.
And if you see my background, I said every day I would receive instructions from the Secretary of State to the President.
That's right.
I put myself in a totally subordinate role to him.
Of course, I'm not sure. It's a bit painful because it's goddamn bad. It's now obsessing with the fight of
Yeah.
What was it, your friend at the Washington Post?
No. Bradley thinks that he's gone. That was before the trip. He said he's disintegrated. He said he invited the whole editorial board of the Washington Post over there, and they decided that he had emotionally disintegrated, that there wasn't... He was saying there is no problem. He personally had solved all of
those problems.
It was a monologue of eyes, and it was so trite that they were embarrassed.
The difficulty about with Bill's things is that he is so pragmatic that Andrew used the word that he doesn't realize that he sounds superficial and trite every time he talks. He never seems to forget that it doesn't.
Mr. President, if he sounded impressive, he would be the Clifford of this administration. The one thing that has saved it from happening is that no one takes him seriously. He's tried to posture himself as the good guy in every issue.
Well, is it going to help him to fight an election? Is it going to help him to be in a position of listening to the China thing? He won't listen to China.
Oh, no, he won't.
No, what it's saying is, is it going to help him?
No.
It isn't. That's my point. I'm just arguing. That's the point. You ought to be arguing for him. I mean, why does he want to get rid of the case?
And they ought to do it with enthusiasm. It's like Cambodia. They sort of let the word out that they don't like it. Then they say some formal things that support it. They ought to be out there every
day. Get out the line of Cambodia and the message.
Yes.
What do you say to them?
I said that the only way we can get a decent settlement is for all of us to stick together and not to have separate negotiations. We have included them in all of our negotiations.
But you got to the point that a separate settlement by Cambodia, which would open up Sealand and Bill, could sink Vietnam. Did you make that point?
Oh, yes.
That's the point you've got to
And that their own safety depends on that.
Vietnam. Also, our aim is not Cambodia. We could lose Cambodia, but it doesn't make any difference. But if Vietnam is lost now, we're screwed. That's what they don't understand.
But there is another example where the State Department, by back channeling, has started a negotiation without ever telling us in it. But...
Sorry, I asked. I'm sorry. God, yes. How many times does it have to raise this situation?
Basically, I'm convinced they didn't want to let the Mao leave because of the physical condition of Mao.
Yeah, but say so free that because you'll say it. I'm sorry, if we need that,
you bring it off. The Chinese will do it. It's for Rogers to say it's because he wasn't well. You know what I mean?
And that's why I put out he was well. I put out a lot of stuff when we were there.
Yeah, but he is bringing the Turkish dinner, and I bet they can't bring him in.